As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun would be rising over Missouri, folks, if it wasn't raining, but it is raining. So it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, October the 1st. New month here, October 2009. 2 hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today, especially with our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue our tracking of the pathological technocracy emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, like become vocal local host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of the little town Exeter, Missouri, 65647, small town America, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out this morning again to Liberty Radio and out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Gentlemen, thank you for running broadcasting systems and carrying Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are always welcome. Gold battles this morning to remain in the $1,000 territory on a stronger U.S. dollar index amid speculation that the recession isn't as bad as it looks, folks. Expanding our Tuesday topic, the blueprint for a coup, Vicki Davis joins us once again today right here on Become Vocal Local. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into those market reports for Thursday, October the 1st, 2009, as we begin a new fiscal year here in the United States of America, Occupied America. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading down a dollar at $1,006.70. So for all the gold bugs, that's good news. We're still in the $1,000 area. The silver was up 4 cents this morning, trading at $16.66 for a troy ounce of silver bullion. Platinum was off $3, trading at $1,293 an ounce. Palladium, losing $3 in early morning trading, down at $291 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,001 for a low, $1,010.80 for a high. So you can see we've got about a $10 spread running there this morning. But at $1,006 and change, $1,006, hold on, I knew that was going to come up, $1,006.70, your gold is up $136.60 an ounce year on year for a 15.70% return on your investment in gold. So that's not bad, paying off in the plus side. The London gold fix was set at $1,005.75. You can see we're a buck above that now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down yesterday, 30, at 9,712. The NASDAQ was off 2 at 2,122, and the S&P was off 4 at 1,057. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side of our first break with our guest, Vicki Davis. Stay tuned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 1st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's finish out those market reports again for Thursday, October the 1st, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off a dollar, yet still above $1,000, $1,006.70 an ounce, and your silver is up 4 cents this morning at $16.66 a troy ounce. We find crude oil off 39 cents, trading at $70.22 a barrel for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index, although Robert Chapman forecasts that on today's it would be 71.18, he's missed that one. It's 77.09, up 0.39 basis points. So it's trading much higher than was forecast, but nevertheless, that is impacting everything else. In the foreign exchange rates, we can find the Canadian dollar trading up 6 points this morning at 94 cents U.S., the Mexican peso losing 48 basis points, trading at 7 cents. The euro off exactly 48 basis points as well, trading at $1.46 U.S. The British pound, the leader of the day, even though it's down 0.10% or 10 basis points, it's trading at $1.60, and that Swiss franc is still at parity, almost 96 cents U.S., trading down 55 basis points in early morning trading. The bonds, the 2-year bond, now that they've sold off the billions and billions, that they needed to sell into the marketplace. The 2-year yield is down 0.91%, again below 1%. The 10-year is at 3.28%. The 30-year is running at 4.04%. And in the mortgage markets, the 15-year mortgage is at 4.56, down from 4.74 a month ago. And the 30-year is at 5.16, down from 5.34. So you're going to have to add points to that. But you can see that there's a continuing slow but steady downward trend in the mortgage prices. With all of that said, let's go back to Blueprint for a Coup, pick up where we left off on Tuesday with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Good morning, Vicki, and thanks for coming back again right here on Become Vocal Local.
Well, good morning. I had to come back because I was not finished with my thoughts last week.
Well, isn't it amazing how the bumper Nazis, as we call them here on Oracle, just kind of come in and they get us. You know, we get into these fantastic ideas and thoughts, and then all of a sudden time is gone, and you know, it's like you can't even just pour another cup of coffee and continue the conversation. It's when it's over, folks, it's over. But
time of day and day of week are not my specialties.
Well, you know, that's the problem with thinkers. You know, we just kind of think and think and think and think and look and think, and hey, now it's time for bed, and then it's time to get up, and we're still thinking about the same thoughts. So we were really getting into some pretty interesting territory. There's no doubt about it. Let's pick up right where we left off. Expand your thought that the bumpers and the end of the broadcast caught us in, and we'll continue with this work. And folks, if you're not familiar with how we go about this broadcast on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Vicki, she's got a website up there. It's channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. And on that web page, on the home page, you can find a Become Vocal Local link. If you click on that, you'll find the material that Vicki posts for us each Tuesday and Thursday. So let's do. Just pick it up where we left off and continue.
All right. Well, we were talking about the economy and how in the early 2000s and up to like 2004, they kept talking about how the economy was booming. And I just got tired of hearing it, you know, because I knew it wasn't true, because I was following the local news and there were massive layoffs, record bankruptcies, record foreclosures. I mean, you know, things were headed downhill. And so I did this little research project on the Social Security tax receipt statistics. And the reason why I did that is because it's a fixed percentage number. And when, you know, if you're going to manipulate the books, you really can't manipulate the books on a number like the Social Security tax receipts, because it is a fixed percentage. It doesn't vary. And so what I did, I went to the Social Security Administration website, and from their annual reports, I picked up the numbers from 1994 through 2003. And I should say that on the Become Vocal Local page, I do have a link to this report that I did, and it's called Fabricated Statistics. And so if you want to see the statistics and see the source documentation that I looked at, it's all there on that page. But what I found is that there is a consistent increase in the numbers for Social Security tax receipts going clear from 1994 through 2003. And because of the job losses that we experienced during 2001, 2002, 2003, I knew that these numbers were false. They're not real numbers.
Well, as we closed out, you know, the comment that I made is we're just fading into the bumper music and going off the air was basically that, you know, what did they say, liars figure, but figures don't lie. And when you look at the projections here on this page, Fabricated Statistics that you created, these numbers are something that you can apply a calculator to, come up with a multiplier, and then add to the previous year and add to the previous year and add to the previous year, as if you could go on at the same kind of a rate of building each year. And that's what triggered, that was the red flag that you could see there, where these numbers just don't seem to reflect any real deviation. So they were far too predictable. And in your research opinion, that is an indicator of fraud.
Right. What it told me is that they're not using the real hard data. They're using an economic model. And the significance of using a model is simply for, they're useful for limited time period projections. But if your country is using economic models as a basis for budgeting and for reporting to the business community how well the economy is doing, you are in a world of hurt, because the models, the numbers, can come out any way you want them to come out. They're not real.
Well, if you start to go back and look at multi-level marketing, this is where one of the places that I first started to be exposed to this kind of thinking, the idea that, if we formed a group or if we had some kind of a club or some kind of a buying thing, and you and I both agreed that we would each recruit two other people, why, then if each of those recruited two more people, then it would go 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 60, so on and so forth. And you would have this incredible thing. And the next thing you know, Vicki, we're going to be millionaires. But
right. And that's the way models work.
That is the way the models work. And it sounds so fantastic, folks, on paper. But in the real world, things just don't quite work that way. We'll pick it up right after this break with our guest, Vicki Davis, and your calls. Be back in 3 minutes.
It's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's LINUX, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. enginebrain.com.
And we've returned once again, and we're concentrating on this article here off of Vicki's website. It's titled "Fabricated Statistics." You can find it on the Become Vocal Local link for today's and yesterday or on Tuesday's broadcast. Just click on that and open it up. But as we were going in, we're looking at the improbability, really, of statistical evidence that can be associated with the Social Security annual accountability reports. I don't know whether you've heard of or remember Blaise Pascal or know who he is, Vicki, but he was the father of probability. Really, most of the casinos and the lottery games and things like that are a carry-on of the work that he began. In addition to working on probability and coming up with that, he also was the inventor of the barometer and some other things. But when we look at probability, if you think of the closest packing of spheres, for instance, the shape of an hourglass, you can understand that when you pour sand, for instance, through an orifice, it will create that conical shape that is one half of what an hourglass looks like. But that goes back to helping us to understand what pyramid schemes are all about. So what we're seeing here is basically a pyramid scheme using predictable increases in the Social Security, and I don't know, these are tax receipts in the billions of dollars, as if there's an unlimited number of new contributors, a uniform number of people monies that are being paid out, and an endless stream of upward potential in this system. Is that right?
Yes. And when you think about it, how could you possibly have such a predictable increase in Social Security? You'd have to have a predetermined growth rate, and you would have to have a certain increase in the population into the labor market. I mean, it's total fantasy land.
Well, let's take a look at that carefully, because it is a very important topic. When we understand that when this scheme was set up, you know, William Beveridge in England was one of the first that I've been able to find that he came up with this idea of cradle to grave. That's his words, quote unquote, cradle to grave. But he also was the originator of the Social Security scam in England, which, again, we picked it up and used it here. But nevertheless, the idea here is that when it began in the baby boomers, let's say, we knew that we were having an exponential growth in population. Actually, it's not exponential. Population figures are not arithmetic. They're geometric in expansion. But we had a time period, a very trackable, identifiable time period where our parents, my generation's parents, others' grandparents, and some grandparents, great-grandparents out there. But anyway, there was a very predictable explosion, the baby boom, as all of our parents were busy getting married and getting pregnant on a regular basis as we were going into and through World War II and coming out of that into this booming prosperity on the other side of World War II, the baby boomer generation. And so you can take a look at that time period, and if you just take the end of the war and add 65 years to that, you'll bring us right into today. And so from an actuarial standpoint, from an insurance company, it's basically a gambling casino, by using numbers and statistics, you could project at the point in time where the scheme or the scam or the pyramid scam would have to come to an end, because that would be the time when you would have your maximum number of payouts. Now, all of our parents, Vicki, they paid into this thing in faith, and then they turned around as the great generation, and they began to receive monies from this system. But all the money that had ever been donated into the system, extorted into the system, that was used for other things. There's no such thing as a Social Security lockbox. And so we come now to this point where this system has to be replaced. It has to fail. And so in this, in order to keep this Ponzi scheme going, or at least the semblance of going, we've needed to open up the borders and just flood our country with people, because as prosperity increased, fertility and the birth rate decreased. It does so any place and every place in history and around the world that it's ever occurred. And so all of this stuff is just a mathematical hoodoo voodoo game.
Well, that's true. And that's why they doubled the tax in 1983, you know, supposedly to cover for the baby boomers. But you're right, they did spend it. But that's not the real issue with these statistics. The issue is that it's supposed to be reflective of business activity going on in the country, reflective of the economy as a whole, because your employment base is reflective of the business community and the business that's being done. And since they fabricated the statistics on Social Security tax receipts, that means they were fabricating business receipts also. So, I mean, the fraud goes clear, you know, across the spectrum.
Well, when we started out working, Vicki, we were, you know, if we were to follow something like minimum wage, for instance, minimum wage in 70, I don't remember exactly the figure, let's say it was $1.75 an hour or something like that. And that has increased as well. The Social Security tax receipts are based upon a percentage of the monies that you earn, and that's a fixed thing that just gets extracted or extorted out of your paychecks. As the value of the dollar declines, as the minimum wage increases, these numbers should increase as well. Part of what I'm seeing in this chart that you've got here could reflect that. But these numbers are just a little bit on the too uniform as far as a mathematical progression is concerned.
Well, we had massive unemployment because, you know, they were exporting jobs over to India. So if you're losing hundreds of thousands, millions of high-dollar middle-class jobs, these numbers can't possibly be correct. Because, you know, if you take the Social Security contribution of somebody making $60,000 a year, something like that, it's roughly, I don't know, $5,000. I don't know. I have the statistics there.
Mm-hmm.
But you've lost that contribution. It's gone. And what these statistics affect, it shows, is that they were fabricating the GDP, as well as, you know, the Social Security statistics, but they were fabricating the numbers for the GDP. And it doesn't make any difference if some CEO is now making $20 million a year or $50 million a year. He's still going to be paying in the $5,000 into Social Security. So you could not possibly have an equal, a predictable increment in Social Security statistics through that period of time. And I found some, and I don't have this documented yet, but I the other day I mentioned Wassily Leontief and his models, his supply chain models.
Yes.
Well, back in 1977, Jimmy Carter is when I think that they started using models. He started up a project let me read this to you because it'll make more sense than if I just explain it to you. Okay, environmental problems do not stop at national boundaries. In the past decade, we and other nations have come to recognize the urgency.
Well, let's pick that up on the other side of the press. We'll start that section again. We've got a break coming right on us, and that is, folks, your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. We'll return after the bottom of the hour break.
History will always remember those strong voices. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And going right back to you, Vicki, let's pick up that that quote one more time.
Okay. Environmental problems do not stop at national boundaries. In the past decade, we and other nations have come to recognize the urgency of international efforts to protect our common environment. As part of this process, I am directing the Council on Environmental Quality and the State Department in cooperation with the EPA, the National Science Foundation, the National and Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and other agencies to make a one-year study of the probable changes in world's population, natural resources, and environment through the end of the century. This study will serve as the foundation of our long-term planning. And so what the report that they produced is called the Global 2000 Report to the President. And I think that that's really when they started using the economic models as opposed to real hard statistics, because they had an agenda of redistribution of wealth globally.
Okay.
A leveling. And I'm going to put all this documentation together, you know, so that people can follow it. But I haven't done that yet, so.
Well, anytime you start getting involved in these kind of plans and planning, and when we start monkeying around and adjusting these kind of figures, especially the gross domestic product, you know, the GDP, back when they created the International Monetary Fund after the Bretton Woods agreement there, and each of the various original sponsors, if you will, of that, each of them were given voting shares based upon their gross domestic product, and they were reportedly putting in gold into the fund on proportions or shares. And so by changing the outlook of the U.S. gross domestic product, the United States could remain as a leader in the IMF, having the most, the greatest number of votes inside that system, if we, our gross domestic product was perhaps truly expressed, we might lose that ascendancy, and Timmy Geithner and Benjamin Bernanke's idea of a strong U.S. dollar would be revealed to the world as nothing more as the king with no clothes again.
Well, I think the world already knows that the U.S. government is nothing but a bunch of liars.
Has anybody told Timmy yet?
I think the Chinese students did when they laughed at him.
Yeah. That must have been a horrible day for poor Timmy.
Yeah. I think he's having a lot of horrible days because, well, but that's what happens when you defraud people and you're caught. But you're still in the position where you're trying to maintain the fraud. So, and that's where we are. So getting back to, so now we know, you know, they're using economic models, but there is a political agenda of redistribution of wealth. And that's where we get back to, the global systems that they established and this series of programs called the New Markets Initiatives and how they were trying to fuel the appearance of an economic boom at the bottom. But all this money is coming straight out of the Treasury, and it doesn't represent real businesses and real growth in the economy.
Amazing. Well, let's tie this back in. Where do we need to be in the new welfare for the new economy, the coup document? Are we back to that, or is there another document we need to refer to here?
No, let's go back to that. And I can't remember. Did we talk about the enterprise zone or empowerment zones?
Yes, we went through that, but we were just getting into the community development, financial institutions, community reinvestment funds, and the new venture capital. That would be probably next on the list.
Okay, yeah, those were the funding mechanisms that they established were these community banks and community development funds. I mean, they set up just a whole series of programs based on communities and rebuilding communities and providing the funding for it. But, okay, now, in one of them, let's see, I don't know which one you want to look at, the Great Swindle on the Community Reinvestment Fund. That was Robert Rubin program. And what they did with those monies is to, let me find it down here now.
Yeah, I got it. The 1960s is known as the era of the Great Society. Of course, we know that Lyndon Baines Johnson, but you know the Great Society comes many, many times in history from the middle of the 1800s, people using that terminology, the Great Society. But it says the Great Society here was a massive program of social engineering and the redistribution of wealth proudly brought to us by the Democrats. The 1990s will become known as the era of the Great Swindle. I'd like to say that the Great Swindle was brought to us by a single party, because then we could throw out the scoundrels, dismantle the programs, and carry on life in the American tradition, but I can't. The Great Swindle was a collective effort by both parties, and now we're being asked to bail out all the financiers and the central planners of the swindle. Interesting. The name of the con game for the Great Swindle is globalization, and we picked up a little of that globalization right out of the mouth of of Mikhail Gorbachev the other day when I was reading from his Green Cross Optimist. But you continue here and you say, as with all con games, greed is what blinds the mark from the seeing from seeing the con. Now let's explain a little bit about the mark first of all and the con man.
Well, con games are confidence games, and the movie that I like to use as an example is The Sting, and Paul Newman and Robert Redford were confidence men, and what they do is they, you know, get in close with the mark. I don't know what the origin of the term mark is, but they're the sucker that's about to be taken. And generally there's a scheme, and pyramid schemes are classic con games. And it's like a play that is set up, and a whole, you know, there can be, you know, one person involved, or there can be many people involved in the con, depending on how big of a con it is.
We had a scam that went around for quite a while right after Alcoa, Aluminum, other people. They were called the Tin Men, and you'd have a couple of guys would come through town in a nice car. Maybe they'd have a Cadillac between the two of them. A couple of bags at the, you know, a couple of suitcases and a few clipboards and lots of paper, and they'd go around the neighborhoods knocking on doors and selling people on the idea of having aluminum or tin siding put on their houses. Of course, people would, it would all sound so nice, and they had samples and things like that. And so people would sign up for it, and they would give deposits on the project, 50% down and the balance on completion. And we can schedule a crew to come by, and would next Tuesday at 5 o'clock be a good time for them to stop by, or do you want to have them come Wednesday at 8 in the morning? And so they would sign them up and get all the checks in, and then they would DD out of town and head on to the next town, but the contractors were never coming. There was no contractors. It was just the con. The tin.
Yep. I remember from the 1950s, those door-to-door salesmen, you know, came around to sell everything from encyclopedias to garbage disposals to the, you know, Fuller Brush Man, just, you know, seemed all the time, you know.
I've done it, Vicki. I've sold Luster Craft waterless cookware and the and vacuum cleaners and knife sets and you name it. You know, when I was going to school in my youth, you know, I've worked in telephone boiler rooms. I can, you know, selling circus tickets for the San Diego Junior Chamber of Commerce. I can almost recite that script. I said it so many times, you know. But there is a difference between selling and conning. And so what we have with the idea of the mark and the con man, you know, everybody's been to gone to, let's say, the what do they call it, the arcade at a fair, and you go through and they have all of the games. Well, I've done that too, the balloon game and the knock over the pewter milk bottles and all of that sort of stuff. Each of those various games have probability. It goes back to Blaise Pascal, where over the course of an 8-hour day, a certain percentage of people will win, but most of the people are going to lose. And so it's just like a casino. It's a crap game of life, folks, and we're in it. We are the marks. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetables should be consumed as the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke Don Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we return once again, and folks, Vicki's website is channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. On the homepage there, you'll find the Become Vocal Local link. If you click on that, you can come inside the documents that we're referring to in part and in whole today. But I'm just going to hand it right back to you, Vicki, and let you take us where we need to go next.
Yeah, well, the purpose of the Community Redevelopment Act, I found a background document, a background report. It says that it's designed to have maximum leverage at the private sector so that ultimately the amount of funds that are put up by the federal government can be multiplied substantially in terms of the total amount of credit delivered to distressed communities. Okay, so what they did is they set up a lending stream for local communities. They could get then private investors along with the loans. They put together packages that they then securitized and sold on Wall Street.
Interesting.
To investors. And so basically what they did is they are pushing off, the banks are pushing off the risk onto investors, into a mass of investors, rather than taking the risk on themselves, loaning directly to people within the communities for projects that make sense in the communities.
But we're still basing all of this in the same Ponzi scheme. We're still basing it all on debt and credit, you know. And so how does anybody really prosper in all of this other than the bankers?
They don't. That's the thing, because the projects that they're choosing to do are infrastructure projects that are not really they're not business. They're infrastructure. And, you know, after you rebuild your infrastructure, then what? What are you rebuilding your infrastructure for? And a good example just recently came up. I don't know if you've heard about this jail that was built up in Hardin, Montana.
Yes, I heard a little bit about that yesterday on Mike Chambers' broadcast.
Right. Well, that jail was built by the Two Rivers Port Authority. And what the city of Hardin did, they set up a public-private partnership. They defined an economic zone. They didn't call it an enterprise or empowerment zone. But anyway, they set up this zone. And the guy who is in charge of that Two Rivers Port Authority, they just decided to build a jail based on some article that said that the Montana is going to have an increasing number of prisoners over the years if they didn't change their laws. And so, you know, based on that article, they assumed that there was going to be a market for a privately run prison facility. So they built this facility, and they didn't even do it to Montana code, you know, for the size of the jail cells, and they thought that they were going to be able to go into business with this private prison. So now they couldn't get any customers. It's just been a complete debacle. They spent $27 million on it, I think.
I think that's correct.
And it's just sitting there, empty. And they found somebody that they thought was going to be able to lease the jail, some company called American Police Force. Well, it turns out that the guy that's running this American Police Force company, he just started up in February or March, the company called American, it's the American Police Group, actually, but they were going by the name American Police Force, and they were actually incorporated under a third name. But it turns out the guy's a felon. So, I mean, you know, this is why
we found a customer for the first cell anyway.
Yeah.
Now what we need is, I think they have 400 beds. We're going to need 399 other criminals. Maybe we ought to go to Washington, D.C. and recruit a little bit. But, you know, the idea of developing this kind of a system here and all across America, even here in southwest Missouri, a neighboring county that I lived in for many years. They're talking about, you know, building a new jail and all that. There's big money in the prison industry. There's big money in jails. They move the prisoners from across state boundaries and across county boundaries so that they can house them at a higher rate and so on and so forth. There's a lot of money in that. But again, these failed economic models, you know, as Aristotle says, you know, such as you begin badly, you cannot help but to end badly. We begin with all these failed economic models. It's these new economy in the 21st century. It defies logic, but it is just a big swindle. It's a big Ponzi scheme. You mentioned here in the article a new economy where the people don't go to their jobs. They become entrepreneurs. And their jobs come to them, and we hear that via the internet. All one needs to do is join a supply chain to sell or provide services to the billions of buyers that would become accessible via the internet. We talked about that on Tuesday. But there are so many of these con games that are out there. At some point in this chain, at some point in this discussion, we're going to have to actually grab up a handful of dirt and turn it into something useful. Or we're just, it's like the old idea of I take in your laundry, you take in mine, I give you the haircut, you give me a haircut. But at the end of the day, we haven't created anything new yet. And so we're just as broke as we were when we started.
Right. And the whole model of the economy is fictional. So you can't help but, you know, end up with, a country that is a kleptocracy, to, you know, and just nothing but a massive con game.
And in this, it has really a deleterious effect on the people as well, because when the government and the banking industry is involved in this kind of a and the court system are involved in this kind of a morally bankrupt concept, it rolls over to the people too, because they think, well, you know, the government is stealing us blind. They're protecting and supporting failed companies, you know, and so on and so forth. I might as well just go ahead and be a crooked shyster myself, because if I'm a crooked shyster, then I'm part of the big club. If I try and do my business and report everything accurately, I can see in my books here that I'm going to lose money. So I'll just become a thief too, and then we become a nation of thieves and whores and gamblers and liars.
Yeah, well, and that's the only way that you can make any money. When the whole entire economic environment is nothing but a massive Ponzi scheme, fraud game, an honest man, you know, almost can't prosper.
Well, now we've gone right back to Venice and the Medicis, you know, and the Borgia Pope and all of the depravity that was going down in Rome from the Vatican, and the whole thing just starts to decay and decline. You know, I think we're going to need to do a little checkup from the neck up and get ourselves out of this nonsense. Whether the government is going to come with us on this journey or not, but we certainly cannot survive very many more years of this insanity, or this whole house of cards is just going to collapse. And I think we're seeing those cards tumbling even now.
Yeah, we are. It's like, you know, when somebody is embezzling, juggling the books, there's only so long that you can keep the fraud going, you know, to where you're stealing money out of this account, but yet telling the owner that you're prospering. Pretty soon it's going to catch up with the embezzlers. And that's what we're in right now, is that the fraud has caught up with them, and our system is collapsing. The economic system is collapsing. So, and that's pretty much where we are.
Well, you've got this subsequent article inside of this other one, The Great Swindle, here. It says the $7 billion takeover. It reads this way, folks. A year ago at Georgetown University, the center of all the center cell of communitarianism, which is newspeak for communism, Treasury Secretary Paulson at that time participated in a conference with the financial movers and shakers regarding U.S. competitiveness in the global economy. The focus of the conference was to talk about a speech that Paulson had given to the New York Economic Club months earlier. And then, as you say, notice how he speaks in glowing terms about the U.S. financial markets. We'll come back after this break, the top of the hour, and in the first segment, we'll go into this discussion that Paulson gave to the Economic Club there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 1st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, as we begin hour number two of today's two-hour broadcast. Of course, your calls are always welcome at 866-841-1065. And in the Austin, Texas area, if you have unlimited long-distance access, or if you'd like to listen on the phone, you can call in 512-904-8014. But as we were going into the top of the hour break here, we just started in this another article off of the material that you can find on Vicki's website, channelingreality.com. This is the one of the hot links. It's called The Great Swindle. And at the bottom of this particular document, it's the $700 billion takeover, where we find Secretary Paulson participating in a conference and speaking before the Economic Club, the New York Economic Club. And this is what he had to say then. And listen carefully. This is good old Paulson, Hank, in November the 20th of 2006, 3 years ago. He says this. He says, "We're experiencing sustained growth and low unemployment." Do you see the opposite happening today, folks? The economy has added more than 6.8 million new jobs since August of 2003. You see how we've lost all those 6.8 million new jobs? Productivity, an indicator of future growth, has grown at an annual rate of 3% since the first quarter of 2001. You can see how since then we're going the other way. And now this month they're talking about 0.03%, much different number. And very importantly, this productivity is now translating into higher wages. You can see how they're clipping wages now and bringing in new legislation to bring down the wages of the bankers. And so more Americans are sharing in our economic success. You can see that we're definitely not sharing in any economic success when you can look on EC from DC's, or that's Emmanuel Cleaver, by the way, or any other website, and you can see your calculated share of this U.S. trillions and trillions debt. And then he continues, he says, "The U.S. economy is the envy of the world, and we must keep it that way." And you can understand that no one in the world is envying our economy today. This is since November the 20th, just three years ago, November the 20th, 2006. He continues, he says, "Capital markets are the lifeblood of our economy." Again, capital markets, not producing, but capital, dollar, money, money markets, are the lifeblood of the economy. They connect those who need capital with those who invest or lend capital. Again, this is this Ponzi scheme. This is this redistribution of wealth idea. This is the rebuilding America's infrastructure nonsense. They play a vital role in helping entrepreneurs implement new ideas and businesses expand operations, of course, creating new jobs, they say. This is like Barry the Usurper's H.R. 2454, now in the Senate version, coming out, where we're going to create 500,000 new green jobs. Of course, they're all going to be financed by tax dollars, loaned into existence by the Federal Reserve. They, continuing from the article here, they give our citizens the confidence to invest. We're talking confidence games, confidence to invest, earn higher returns on their savings, and reduce the cost of borrowing for student loans. We got a savings rate now of what, 0.42% or something, 0.02, far very small. And consumer credit, mortgages, we talk about that every day. Student loans, you know, the young people today, inside out, upside down. We talked about the young lady the other day who had gotten out, come out of college with even so much as a master's degree, was unable to find a job. The Treasury Department, again, Paulson speaking, the Treasury Department plans to host a conference on capital markets and economic competitiveness early next year. That would have been 2007. We'll invite participants with a wide range of perspectives, particularly the investor perspective. That would probably be Centra, Juan Carlos of Spain. The conference will cover the three primary areas I've discussed today, our regulatory structure, and we're seeing more regulations than we've ever experienced before, our accounting system, completely fraudulent, upside down, and our legal system, no legal system at all with no remedy for anyone. All of which impact our capital markets and are critical to the overall economic competitiveness of our nation. What a con game. This guy ought to be doing time. We got a prison cell for him in Montana. We'll be right back.
3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Thursday, October the 1st, 2009, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, going into our second hour right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Vicki, I'll just turn it back over to you. This Hank Paulson talk here was a little bit revealing. But where do we go next?
Well, everything that Hank Paulson said in that speech was a lie. Every single thing. And what they did in the 1990s was that the comptroller of the currency basically found a loophole in the law, and which allowed banks to get into, he's the one, I guess, that authorized banks to get into the insurance business and all kinds of speculative activities. And basically, the idea was to break down our legal and regulatory structure that governed financial institutions so that they could establish an international system of regulation for the financial industry.
So we're going back in that then to the idea of the Hegelian dialectic, or the thesis, the antithesis, and the synthesis, knowing that in this administration, with these agencies as we're set up right now, we needed to get into this idea of harmonization, which we've talked about before. You're suggesting that they had to do the breakdowns in order to have the people clamoring for recovery or change, and then they had the change in the, ready in the wings in their minds, and that what we're seeing now is the change emerging.
Right. And okay. when you follow the history of this, I mean, this goes back to 2006, and so you know that the planning for it was going on for it even before that. So what they did, they broke the system so that they could then fix it in the new way that they want, which is at the international level. And if you, as a nation, if you don't control your financial system, your system of currency and loans and whatever, you don't have sovereignty. And so, you know, that's what they did. And this whole thing about, you know, the emergency meeting, when was that, September 11th or?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing was set up. And I think that it was extortion. And but I mean, it was, and it all goes back to Goldman Sachs and manipulation of the financial system to meet this objective that they had. Okay, now if you go to the next document down that I have, that's called Mission Exposed, and it's the next link down, I think, out of The Great Swindle. They talk about, I documented here where Goldman Sachs was involved in these community reinvestment funds, and the objective of those funds was social. It was not economic. They were for social purpose. And they got all of these large corporations to invest. And, okay, here's a quote. Goldman Sachs held a conference, Community Development, in Baltimore in 2005. The presentation was given by Frank Altman. There was a PowerPoint presentation, so you'll have to look at it. But that's why Treasury Secretary couldn't tell Congress what they were going to buy, what the assets were, because what they were doing with those assets, the securitized assets, were all of this community development stuff where there was no real assets because they were just refurbishing communities.
Exactly. Remodeling on other people's money.
Right. So there was no business other than rebuilding the infrastructure, and once that's done, it's done.
Well, this is the same sort of thing that we have with this H.R. 2454, the idea of coming in and retrofitting buildings and structures to meet these new energy codes, the 4-star, the green star energy systems. Again, at the end of the day, even though everyone's gone around and taken in their laundry and washed and cleaned and shrugged, you know, vacuumed and swept, it's still the same house, even though it may have other features added into it. We really haven't expanded anything. Now, the idea of rebuilding the infrastructure, that ostensibly ought have been included in the finances that were being extorted out of the people, for instance, in the we heard about the bridge that fell down in Missouri. The idea that bridge ought have known that bridge was going to come to the end of its useful life. That money should have been coming out of the transportation budget that was financed by the gasoline taxes. But I guess apparently that money was invested in some one of these derivatives bubbles, going up in smoke. And so now we've got to go after new loans and new economic models in order to pay for those repairs for that infrastructure or something like that.
Yeah, well, the magnitude of what they've done to our economy it's just staggering. It's absolutely unbelievable, you know, that they what they've done to our country's economy.
And it's not just what they've done, it's what they're still planning to do. I mean, to me, everything that I'm seeing legislatively coming on us and at us over the next 5 or 6 years, none of these are all Band-Aids on this sucking chest wound of the body politic. As I like to say, you know, I keep coming back to the same solution. We've got this ridiculous left-right paradigm that keeps us locked up in all of these kinds of discussions where we're looking at all of the symptoms and we're counting all of the victims, and yet at the same time we continue to allow the disease to run rampant. I think the disease continues to be this established two-party political system that basically provides cover for the banking cartels that are running the planet. And until such time as we eliminate the middleman and get rid of the con men, the guys that are up there in their, you know, their suits and on the floor of Congress, those that are voting all of this stuff in to place, until we get rid of them, we're not going to have any recovery in this country. So most of this stuff, to me, you know, community reinvestment funds and so on and so forth, this is the kind of nonsense that come out of insane children and adolescents.
That's true. And what they've done is going to be provide the Harvard professors with case studies in the failure of central planning for generations to come. What I didn't tell you about the Hardin jail, that area, their economic zone, it's part of the high priority corridor system, and that's why they wanted an inland port and why they're qualifying for economic development funds, because it's all part of this centrally planned global transportation system to rebuild our transportation system to make it really, really efficient, even though we can't afford to buy the goods because we don't have any jobs.
I can't even afford to put gas or diesel in my truck. How am I supposed to use an intelligent highway if I can't drive on it? Folks, this is all insanity. We'll be right back on the other side of this, Greg. Stay with us. Your calls are welcome.
It's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with sonic plugs. Now get a free sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
And we returned once again, and I'll just throw it right back to you, Vicki. Pick it up where we left off, please.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to say was that the whole design that they are implementing, and it is a centrally planned economy. When you look at all the various pieces, including the empowerment zones, transportation system, the healthcare system, all of it is designed to gain maximum efficiency out of the operation of the infrastructure of the economy. What that means is that if you've got an extra dollar in your pocket, they're coming for it. And part of that strategy is, in order to do that, of course, they opened our borders. They've allowed massive immigration, people coming in, because what that does is that it drives down wages, and it's using an economic underclass to foment what would be a revolution in this country, using the underclass to defeat the middle class, pushing wages down, and eventually we'll end up with a full-blown communist system in this country.
Well, you know, communists and communitarian, you know, they're so similar, you know, it's really difficult to discern the difference of them. The idea of these economic development loans, you know, affordable housing, community facilities, et cetera, that you've got highlighted here in the article, all of these things work together, basically, like you said, towards this idea of central planning. And central planning, you know, those that fail to plan to fail, that there is common sense in that. But at the same time, these economic models have failed every place around the world that they have been used. It didn't do so good for China, and it didn't do so good for Russia. It doesn't do very well anywhere that it's tried. But there's a certain amount of hubris in all of this, in that we have ostensibly in the developing countries with Agenda 21, Maurice Strong, Mikhail Gorbachev, and the other socialists that are super social scientists that are planning this central planned world, global community, these things aren't working for the developed countries. How are they ever going to work in a developing country? I don't think that they can. But
I don't think they were intended to.
Yeah, that's right. I think there's this other side of all of this discussion that really needs to be addressed. None of this really will produce the window dressing that's being sold by. All of this is producing something that's hidden, something occulted behind it all, which is simply total financial economic system collapse, which must be the antithesis to the thesis that they had originally, which brings us into this synthesis. Now, if you'll recall, Vicki and listeners, when we discussed the governor's conference down there in, was it Louisiana or was it Georgia? Either one of those places, but it was a governor's conference where Janet Napolitano was there, the head of FEMA was there, a CEO for Motorola was there, but also a fellow from Travelers Insurance was there, and the Travelers Insurance guy had some very revealing comments to make, and one of them was basically this idea. Again, it goes back to Blaise Pascal, the actuarial statistics, the father of probability, the idea of selling bonds, insurance bonds, in the hope that there wouldn't be a natural disaster. In other words, they sell at Wall Street level bonds that people buy, that those the proceeds of those bonds would be used to rebuild a town if a natural disaster occurred, and they're betting that a natural disaster won't occur, and if a natural disaster doesn't occur, then they make money on their investment, otherwise they lose everything. And so there may be some of that involved in these loans here too, but actually when you take the Wall Street to Main Street approach to community reinvestment funding here locally, we've recently brought online a new water system, a new water tower for this little town, and a bunch of water mains, and our water bills have quadrupled. They're also now talking about getting another loan to repave the streets. You know, the next thing that they're going to do is go around and repaint all the signboards or something. I don't know what they're going to do, but all of these things, at the end of the day, it's still the same road, Vicki. It's still the same water that's coming out of the tap, and yet the people in this small town are millions of dollars in debt, and so who prospers there? Is it going to be Wall Street? Is it going to be local people with deep pockets? You know, who's profiting in all of this? And, of course, we know who's paying.
Right. Well, it's like, you know, if you're in the unemployment line and you decide to go out and replace your wardrobe just in case you get a job, you know, that's not the way it works. It's kind of bass backwards.
Exactly. I better buy a new car and get a new briefcase because I might become employed. Yeah, back password already.
Yeah, so, but continuing on with this SBA, small business corruption, the next program down the line is Business Link. And Robert Rubin, as the Treasury Secretary, he was one of the main initiators of this program as well, and he got a number of CEOs from major corporations to participate in it. So basically what you have is Wall Street hooking up with the hood, the urban ghetto neighborhoods, and through the small business financing, that's where you get the basically, and I'm sure you've heard about all of these government contracts that were issued to small businesses and the fraud involved in those.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's mandated in law that there is a certain percentage of defense contracts that also must go to these small businesses, in addition to all of the other government departments. And so what you have is massive, massive, hundreds of billions of dollars flowing into the urban areas, into the hood, and, you know, naturally they're not going to be giving that money up easily.
Well, this kind of brings
the newfound money and power.
Brings to mind this Istratech company that made the biological hazmat suits that leaked furiously, that caused so many of the returning vets to have all kinds of the syndromes and illnesses. But this is the idea of financing these small business venture capital groups, where we really don't have any guarantees from them that they're even going to be around next year. But we give up billions of dollars in defense contracts to people just simply because they're a minority business or a woman-owned business or something like that. Not exactly encouraging. But the SBA-funded venture capital in all of this is definitely part of this matrix. What else can we take from the from this particular page that we've been working down through?
Well, let me go down. The hub zones. The hub zones are there are so many different kinds of zones that they've come up with to provide special funding. I don't know why. I suppose so that the federal government can manage what goes on, but the modern idea that they've implemented is that in order to get all of this funding and so forth, they designate you as a zone, or you get you know, your town, your area, whatever it is, designated as a special zone, and then as a special zone, then you can qualify for all kinds of special financing and funding.
Well, again, it comes right back to those grant writers and the people coming out of school with this kind of knowledge, folks. We got to check ourselves against it all, and we're going to take the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, the call-in numbers remain 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in and join in on the discussion today, you're certainly welcome to do so. You know, we get to a point in all of this stuff where this is such great research, Vicki, that you've done. It shows us the depth of what really is, I think, the problem in this country, and countries all around the world are having to deal with it as well. People have come basically to the point where they have been educated far beyond their intellect. And so what we have is people who are coming out of schools who have been trained into all of these various and sundry branches of sociology, the super social scientists, if you will, that are underwriting the initiatives and the agendas of the captains of finance and industry. We live in a very pluralistic society. We live in an intentionally pluralistic world where there are just billions and billions of these very groups that have been created up out of, created from nothing, more than just whole cloth. People come up with all of these ideas. It's the nanny state, it's the mommy state, helping you to do everything. But as you can see, folks, it's a failed model. It's a model that is broken on its face. And so we need to understand, how do we deal with all of this stuff? Now, first of all, yes, it's possible. There may be blood on the streets. We may go into an armed revolution here. We may be pitted A against B and B against A, and we're going to go to the streets, and it'll be revisiting the Civil War period again right here on our own soil. Hope that doesn't happen. But in the meantime, there are things that we can do. One of the things that I like to talk about, Vicki, is this idea or the concept that really makes up the whole theme of this broadcast, and that is to become vocal local. Most folk out here in hinterland world and even in the big cities have no clue about the things that we've been talking about. It's indicative by the very few number of phone calls that we get. We're not talking about the standard everyday talking points, and so most of the listeners probably have no place to come in on this particular kind of a conversation. But I'd like to give everybody an opportunity to come in on this particular type of a conversation, and this is where we can become vocal local. In order for us to understand this, first we do our homework. This is what Vicki has provided, why her website, channelingreality.com, is so powerful and so valuable to you. Because she's gone through and she's pulled together all of these various related articles that create the mess that you find right where you are. Once you've started to get an idea for what some of these messes are, if you pay attention, look in your newspapers, follow that, follow your local news, you'll see these various things coming in, whether you're in small town America or whether you're in metropolitan America. It's happening right where you are. And so a truly informed, bold, vocal local people understand that it's a far easier task to block globalist agendas, block these programs by whatever name they're hidden. We've heard dozens of names already this morning. But by whatever name they're hidden, it's all globalism, and it's trying to seek a foothold right where you live. But once it comes in, once these systems come in, once people reach out for those unearned shackles, the federal dollars, the funny money, all of these various bonds and loans, at that point, like a cancer, it begins to metastasize within your community, and it gets worse and worse and worse. One agency comes in, another one forms, it takes two computers, then four, then eight, then 16, and 32. It's a Ponzi scheme, it's a pyramid building scheme. You have an endless number of agencies and administrators over fewer and fewer people. Before long, it'll just be everyone will work for the government, and everyone will be going around snooping and pooping from one department to the next, and nothing will be produced. There will be no money. It's all loaned into existence, and without trading partners, if you will, like China and India and others, buying our debt, and we're buying their junk, we're just going to go down the way of the Romans. So we need to get wise about all of this stuff, and this is where we can become effective on the local level. By going to your school board meetings, by going to your town council meetings, and sitting in and looking at the agenda, and listening to these ideas as they come along, you can be a voice of reason. Bring the research material that they don't possess. They're not even thinking about it. A lot of the people that I've encountered in various levels of government have only a basic understanding of the system, only a very bare-bones basic understanding of finances. And so we need to energize within this system and exercise as common sense bringers, becoming vocal local right inside of these meetings. We need to bring these kinds of programs into the light of day because they sound so good. They're so deceptive. They're designed that way. But at the end of the day, it's just more debt. It's billions for bankers and debt for the people. But this is not a place that we want to be. It's not a place that we have to be. It's just a place that we think we have to be because we don't know any better and because we're not being energized in the system. We're on the outside looking in. It's just like the big deal that went down in Washington the other day. Everybody, again, got their bullhorn out. They got their T-shirts and they got their signs. But whoever organized the big Washington rally picked the day when everyone else in the city was gone. Not even the president was around. What difference does it make if a million people show up on a grassy knoll someplace? If they're shouting at only themselves, they're just preaching to the choir. Everybody that got there already knew there was a problem, but unfortunately the people that they'd hoped to bring the message to were gone. They were on the weekend, wrong time, wrong place. We need to use our time and our precious dollar reserves effectively, and that we can do within just miles of our own homes. Go to your school board meetings. Attend those meetings. Here in Missouri, we recently, Vicki, had a new law class where we have the transparency or the open book law where we're able to go in and look at the textbooks. I still haven't availed myself of that, but I would like to see what the textbooks are that are being used this year for our high school and our junior high school and our grade schoolers. What textbooks are being used? What material is being taught in the schools? If I don't know and none of the parents are around, I don't have any children. I don't really have a dog in that fight except that I'm going to live in the downside of all of this. But if I don't know what the textbooks are, how can I say up or down what's going to be coming out of the high school just a couple of years down the road? Same thing happens at the health department. If you don't go to the health department meetings, you're not part of it. You don't have a voice. You don't have a seat at the table. Same thing at the electrical cooperative meetings, your town council meetings, all of these places. This is where we can become vocal local. And I don't know about you, Vicki, but when I go into these meetings, I'm usually the only person from the quote-unquote public in attendance. And that disturbs me because it lets me know just how bad off we are. When people have lost all hope and all enthusiasm, when they've lost all interest in being involved in the government, then the government just runs the field. And we get these people that come out of school with the college degrees that know how to write for grant requests and things like that. They've got all these sociology classes under their belt, 2,000 hours of social science, and you want to just reach out and hug them and say you're sorry that they had to spend so much money for such a bunch of specious learning, but they're the ones then that become the planners, if you will. And so,
well, it's like that guy up in Hardin. You know, I watched a video where he gave an interview about what he was doing, and that guy is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But a good place for people to start is to get the master plan for your community and see what they have in mind to do in your community, because when they make this master plan and they go for these loans, they're putting you on the hook, you know, for the money that they're going to spend. And so it's in your interest.
It absolutely is. Let's go to our caller. We've got a caller here on Skype coming in. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you all today?
Doing fantastic. Who's calling?
Do I sound okay? This is Fritz in Potosi.
Fritz in Potosi. I'll update my edit screen. Go ahead, Fritz. You sound wonderful.
Hey, okay. Thank you. And first of all, thanks so much for your show. You are fantastic. I wish I knew some smart guys around here.
You'll know them. You just keep looking for them. Keep turning over the stones. They're there.
You be the smart guy.
I moved down here. I like to lay low. I moved down here from St. Louis County. I'm kind of semi-retired, and I like the woods. But listen, I had a little example for you. It sounded like you were begging for callers, and I'm working on my house and listening to you. I love being read to because I'm not a great academic, so I really appreciate what you do. But 20 years ago, I picked up a little job. I've been in remodeling most of my life, and I was doing a retail build-out at the time. I did a lot of stores for a do-it-yourself picture frame company, and I built a lot of stores for the first guy in St. Louis to sell VCRs retail when they first came out. But somewhere along the line, I picked up a little job, and it was a group of guys who had gotten an SBA loan. They had gotten they got a job at the federal courthouse downtown to remodel the federal tax courtroom. And, of course, as minority contractors, they were required to be able to do all that was required in-house. But it turned out they couldn't do that, and they hired me to hang a drop ceiling in the federal courtroom, or the IRS courtroom, and, there was also some drywall work involved. It was a frieze or an alcove up high there where this housed recessed lighting.
Okay,
well,
hold it right there, Fritz. We're going into a break. Yeah, that's a real cream cheese job. I want to hear more about this federal courtroom. That's the good money, folks. We'll be right back right after this break. Stay with us.
All right.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local, going into the final segment of today's broadcast with our guest Vicki Davis and our caller Fritz from Potosi. Fritz, you're telling us about a cream cheese job, one of those prevailing wage remodels of a federal courtroom. That must have been a sweet job. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, it was probably sweet for the contractor. I was a sub, and he brought me in to do work that he couldn't do. Drop ceiling and some drywall, a drywall freeze or an alcove that held recess lighting. And, well, for one thing, it was a nightmare because no parking around the Federal Court and Custom House. I had to cart my tools, and anybody knows carpenter tools aren't light. I had to cart them in from blocks away, and I had to work on off hours so that I didn't disrupt anything. And I never got paid.
Oh, no.
The guy didn't pay. Yeah, I never got paid, and I started tracking the guy down, and he had a lot of big contracts at the airport. He was, repaving runways and plowing them in the winter and so on, but I talked to the Small Business Administration, and, let me back up a minute. I sued the guy in small claims court. It was under $2,000, and by today's standards would be cheap, but I did win a judgment against them. But if anybody knows about small claims, they don't give you the money, right? You have to go get the money. You have to know where the guy banks, or he has to pay the goodness of his heart. So I called the SBA to see if I could find out where he banked, since he was doing business with them, and they were no help. They wouldn't give me any information on him. And, years passed, and I did have the judgment in my pocket. Years passed, and I had some young young friends that I used to socialize with, you know, college boys, you know, I wasn't a college boy, maybe that's why I'm so smart, but aspiring lawyers and so on, I could never find a lawyer who would go after them because there wasn't enough money involved.
Right.
So that's just a little example, I'll give you an example of what happens when you do business under these contracts, these set-aside contracts that the federal government creates for special classes of people.
Well, there's certainly a lot of room for that. I understand it, and I've been involved in getting burned inside. I used to be a general contractor, and I can understand and appreciate the value of what you're saying, folks. It's not as good of a system as it seems. But certainly, this gentleman that was, this man that was the prime contractor, the general contractor on the project that you were involved with, had gotten the inside track on this loan flow, was cheating and swindling his subs, but continuing to get more businesses, and SBA wasn't willing to go against him. I don't imagine that he quit getting more projects handed to him. He was probably a minority. I would just assume that. Tough situation. But it could have, and perhaps ought have been, had it been handled properly. It would have been one of those cream cheese jobs at prevailing wages. And certainly, I can't think of any place that other than courtrooms and county council rooms and things like that where the opportunity for making money is better, because only they and they alone can afford the kind of grandiose ornamentation that the average man, the common man, would consider ostentatious. But Vicki, any ideas from the material that Frank?
Well, it's only good if you get paid. The same thing happened to my cousin. He was doing siding, you know, subcontracting for siding. And he did the same thing, you know. They talked him into doing it on contract, and he ended up getting cheated. He went to small claims court, and he got nothing also. So.
Well, in small claims.
Well, the good news is.
Go ahead, Fritz.
The good news is that in almost 40 years of doing this as an individual, not a corporation, and doing it by word of mouth, I don't like to leave, you know, hand out business cards because I don't like to leave a trail.
Right.
I've never been burned by a customer. And I've never had to give anybody a refund. Well, I gave one refund one time to a lady, $80, to make some adjustments to some equipment that I installed. And that was an out-of-town job. So it was convenient for her and me to not have me go back and make some adjustments. That was an $80 refund. And that's the only time that I've had a customer that wasn't thrilled with what I did, so I'll brag a little bit.
Well, you should brag a little bit, and I would hope that all the listeners would be able to take heart here and understand that the problems that we're dealing with, Fritz and Vicki, is not something that is inherent among the American people, and certainly among the workers that I've associated with over the years. Typically, we do things in a timely and workmanlike manner. We are always trying to do our best. We bring the best to work forward. But unfortunately, we've gotten a government that is basically a cesspit. It's the dross that floats to the top of our system. And so if we can't get rid of this government, we're going to continue to have more garbage all the time. But that's why I take heart in this, because I believe and I know in my heart that if we will just simply apply ourselves, we can be a better representative system than the system that has basically got its jackboot right now on our throats. But, hey, great comments, Fritz. Thanks for calling in. Keep listening. I hope you'll call back again in the future.
Hey, thanks for your show so much, and thank you, Oracle, for all your great shows.
Isn't it great? I love being on this network. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
You know, what we've done with these programs of preferences you know, it's not just these small business programs, but the entire set of programs for minorities is to establish a system of entitlement where they believe they are entitled. And, you know, yeah, I know about slavery, But there's nobody alive today that was a victim of that. And even beginning in the 1950s, when I was in school, that's when they, you know, started all of these programs. And the time has passed. I'm not even sure that the majority in this, I do believe that the majority in this country are minority.
As far as racial minority, is that it?
As far as the population is concerned, yes.
Yeah, there has been a time, you know, that where we have basically, for the last 100 years, the influx of migrants, of which even my mother's side would be considered that Irish Catholic, would be in this minority. When we first started out here, largely we were English, on my father's side, English and Welsh and Scottish, Puritans largely, mostly. But we have had a continuous influx of migration, if you will, from all over the world. How we could set it up as a real percentage. They used to do that. The immigration laws were based upon the existing population demographics, and if we had a 7% Kenyan population, well, only 7% could come of the new year's immigration could come from Kenya, for instance, those sort of things. But yeah, I'd say we're a melting pot. I'd say that we're the world reserve planet or turf. But overall, most of the people that came up until the last 30 years or so, when they came to this country, they were looking for the equality of opportunity. But unfortunately, our government has given us the equality of opportunity, and this idea of entitlement is so repugnant to me to think that, you know, anybody just take out your birth certificate, look down at the bottom, see if there's a warranty clause, flip it over, see if there are any guarantees. I assure you there aren't. You know, we come into this world naked, covered in blood, and you know, scrambling for air. That's the way we go out. You know, it's just to me the idea of thinking that you have something coming to you just because you're alive and in this country, it's ridiculous. But that's the way the government, the nanny state, tries to treat us.
Well, yeah, they've gone to equality of outcome rather than equality of opportunity. And so, you know, they've just, everything is ripe for a revolution. And they set it up. They did it.
Well, the revolution, you know, that revolution and counter-revolution, we've talked about that on this broadcast, right out of the writings of Marx and Engels. The idea of perpetual a revolution, permanent revolution, all of these things, you know, this is all the way that you just destroy a country. But anyway, we're running out of time on today's broadcast. No, I never really beg for calls. I always like to make it an opportunity for anyone and everyone to call in at any time. And so I thank you once again, Vicki, for coming and sharing this information. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you back here again on Tuesday. And folks, I'll be back again tomorrow, kind of just flying solo and bringing the material to you that I like to bring to you. We'll see what the topic will be. I won't know until tomorrow, I'm sure. But anyway, just a great broadcast, good information, Vicki. I hope we've been able to empower our audience with knowledge. And anyway, folks, until tomorrow, have a good day.
Thank you, Will.
You're welcome. Bye.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.